Hello.
Hola Gina, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Sorry, my computer is like losing its mind and I'm working off two laptops and my phone trying to figure this out. So,
Okay.
just really quickly, we spoke about it last week. I called Erica. I was like, I'm not gonna make a whole big conference call because by the time I put everybody's numbers and figure everything out, it's not gonna work. So, Ethan, hold on. So, pretty much for the follow-up that we had the little talk we had last week in regards to the follow-up column, to make sure that that's completed, because we couldn't do the checklist as much as I wanted to, because it's so much easier that way. But just use that follow-up column. Let me know if you still want to rearrange your sheet, because I know it looks crazy.
I'm looking for it. It's on my sheet.
It should be on your sheet. That's the same thing Erica said. She's like, not on my sheet. I'm like, what?
I don't see it anywhere. Is it like a date, a check?
No, it should say follow up. It should be dates.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me go to your sheet now. Intake. Oh, it's right next to case status. This is follow up date.
Case status.
Yeah, on your
Oh,
sheet. Are
yes,
you
I
on
see
your?
it. I do see it.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, that was
So,
there the whole time. Okay.
yeah, no, believe me. So there's so many columns, so many dates, so many everything
I
that
know.
it gets
Okay,
lost.
fine. So now we're actually using it. So as long as the follow-up dates are all within the week, by the end of the week.
Correct. And just make sure there's always a note. And like I spoke to you before, if it's the caregiver that's the one, like the main contact, then you don't have to call them because of course Monica's talking to them. But just drink it, Ethan. Just make sure that you just put a note for, if anything,
Okay.
oh, Monica's working on hiring or whatever, or the patient told me to call in 3 weeks. And as long as the note and the status makes sense, and not status, the note and the date makes sense, that's fine.
Okay, and what if we can't get a hold of them?
Then you will keep trying to call them until you reach them.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll
And
change
then,
the only once I reach them.
correct. So as long as your note says, you called them on this. I mean, I would keep switching the date so that nobody says, oh, well, this is like a back a note, I mean a follow-up date from like 10 days ago. Why? So
Right.
I would just update it, okay, follow up tomorrow, follow up in 2 days, whatever makes sense. Because also nobody wants to be bombarded and swamped and get their phone harassed. So I would
Right.
say like every day, every other day, or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
And then just to give you a quick rundown about tomorrow's meeting, pretty much what we're hoping is to try to get as much cases authorizations as possible. So we're trying to have the marketing team assist in regards to requesting the authorizations up front. So that
Okay.
way,
Yeah.
it's like
Makes things
a step in
easier.
their step.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll still obviously request it. We'll still do the same thing that we usually do, but it's more for since they have the patient on the phone, they can just try to get things moving. And it would be the same process that they would let them know, okay, when do you want to start this case? So that way it falls on the patient or the caregiver, not on us. And
Okay.
then we'll just do the follow-up and send the email and all that fun stuff.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Cool. Awesome. Everything else okay? I haven't been MIA on family first because I've been swamped with Eagle since I'm doing
Okay. Yeah,
everything.
everything is mostly going okay. We're trying to reach Bullock now because the caregiver is active. So hopefully that'll be another activation
Ooh.
today.
Yay! Hopefully they pick up the phone. Wait, Bullock.
That's
Isn't this the
Jessica.
one?
What's her
Okay, I'm
last name?
confusing her.
She has a bunch of numbers. She just got a new one now.
Oh, are you serious? This is Timothy?
Yeah.
They're a mess. Hot Mess Express. Hopefully it can start. I think I'm gonna play the lotto if it starts. Because this
Yeah.
case has come back like 7 times and
Oh
it never
no.
started.
Okay. Okay, fine. So we're gonna
Wow.
try to get that going, hopefully.
Woohoo!
And yeah, we're just going through some cases now. I don't know, there's
Perfect. Oh
not
wait, you're there tomorrow, right? You're running away from me when? At the end of the week?
Thursday afternoon.
Okay, so tomorrow morning after this meeting, we'll talk to figure out strategic thing. Well, you'll be
Yes.
living your life, so
Okay.
as long as your cases pretty much as long as your cases are up to date by Wednesday, because you leave Thursday, right? You
Yeah.
said?
Yeah, they
So as
should all
long as
be
they're
up
up
to
to date.
date. Yeah.
Okay.
Thursday I'll be here till like 1 also.
That's fine. So as long as that's up to date, admissions, the only, what, 3-2 cases you have, thank God,
Yeah, we're
are
gonna
good.
check on those. Also another question, the timesheets, I just been like looking through them. Is anyone officially responsible for them, or should I help with them?
So you're only doing your cases. That is
Okay.
it. Any timesheet that comes in through that admission thing has to be done through Valeria. She does the admissions part.
Okay.
So you have nothing to do with that unless it's the cases you have on your sheet that are assigned to you and that they started. Those 2 or 3 issue cases that we have. Other than that, new.
Got it. Okay, sounds good. I think there's only two
Cool.
left. Okay,
Nope.
great.
Yeah. So hopefully we get those out of your hair by this week. Woo-hoo.
Yes, we will
Love
try.
you, baby. Hey. Fun stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Bye.